it. I'm looking for it. Get behind me, pull out every star. I want a happy ending. You're tired of pretending. Let them get the best of me.
Yeah. Okay, hit me with it.
The Carl Kaniski story. Glenlawn, California is one town where crime does not pay.
Yeah, you have to move to Washington, D.C. for that.
Even the dreaded mafia fears to raise its ugly tentacles within shooting distance of my dad, Carl Kaniski, renowned police chief known far and wide.
Yeah. Even from afar, he looks wide.
They can run, but they can't hide, because he searches them out and destroys them from his helicopter in the sky.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's the Polish Pac-Man.
He skydives straight at him with his pistol in one hand, his rifle in the other hand, and his machine gun in the other hand.
Samantha, that's three hands.
It's murder when he spanks you.
Sam, listen, police work is dull, ordinary, boring, stupid. That's why your father's so good at it. Now look, how would you like to go down to the police station today?
Why?
Well, I think it's time you learn the difference between the stupid things you see cops do on television and the stupid things your father does at the station. Come on.
Now, you can't leave Samantha here.
Chief, look, she's writing this essay about the police, and let me tell you, she has some pretty strange ideas about what kind of work you do.
But there's things going on in a police station just aren't for a kid's eyes.
Don't worry. Since we got cable TV, she has seen everything.
Yeah?
Chief, burglar alarm at Max's Delicatessen.
That must be that damn cat of theirs again. Gets bombed on Manischewitz and tries to make love to the burglar alarm. Now, you better send a car over there to check on it.
Roger. I'll have them bring in the cat for questioning.
Now, I just don't think it's a good idea to leave Samantha here.
Okay. I'll tell you why I think it's a good idea. I don't have time to take her back home. I have to get to the church and report to the choir.
How come? Did they move Sunday up?
No, I'm singing at a wedding.
Well, can't they wait till the weekend?
Her obstetrician says no.
All right.
Thanks, Chief.
I want to see the man! Let me go! Let me go!
How?
This is a false arrest!
With
also police brutality!
Halt!
Also, you are breaking the Fifth Amendment!
And you are breaking my arm, Josie! Jose!
You gotta learn to speak better English!
All right, just take it easy, will you? Calmo Downo!
What's all the fuss?
I'm arresting this guy for destroying private property. He tore the plumbing out of a domicile of one Irwin J. Swackhammer.
The customer didn't pay my bill.
We seized the evidence, Chief. Hey, bring that in here, huh?
That's just what we needed, Simpson. A little touch of home.
Don't touch the seat. There could be prints on it. Come on, Josie. You sit down right here. And try to get a chokehold on your emotions, huh?
Simpson!
Wilson, what are you doing? Can't you see there's an innocent kid here? Samantha, do your homework in my office. Get off that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief. I didn't mean to sit on the evidence.
Get that thing out of sight. Get that out of sight.
Let's see what we got here. Nature of stolen article. Potty. P. O. T.
Hey, could you move it, huh? I mean, I'm not here on a life sentence.
What's your name?
Jose Reginaldo Echevarria.
Do you type?
No, man, I got a secretary.
Well, I guess it's up to me. Oh, they always get stuck, these things.
Hey, wait a minute. Take it easy, huh? Let me do that for you. I mean, you're going to mess up your little blue suit.
Thanks. Hey, how come you perpetrated the alleged crime anyhow?
Well, you see, it's like this. This man, he calls me up on the phone. He wants me to install a toilet. So I put in a top-of-the-line comfort commode with a non-stick seat.
The kind that doesn't leave a ring around you.
But then he wouldn't pay me. So I took back my merchandise. Am I right?
I don't know, Jose. You better leave that... I'll leave that up to the judge. I mean, you took the law into your own hands, not to mention the toilet.
Ma'am, please, just take it easy. We're going to have men over there on the double. Chief, listen, we got trouble at Burkhart's supermarket. There's a missing child, a 2-year-old little girl from a shopping cart.
All right, dispatch all cars in the area to the market and get out a description of the kid in a hurry.
Looks like a snatch, Dad. Better put out an APB.
Thank you for your help, Samantha. You better go back in the office and finish your essay, huh? Then put out an APB.
Sure, Chief. All cars in vicinity proceed to Burkhart's Market. We got a 207. We'll get you a description as soon as we can.
I demand to see the captain or the colonel or whoever.
I'm the whoever. What's your problem?
I want to file a complaint against my dentist.
What for?
He took advantage of me when I didn't know he was taking advantage of me. And now I'm pregnant.
Ooh. Well, how could that happen?
I take it you don't have any children.
Yes, he does.
Don't listen, Samantha.
Okay, I'll just keep on believing that the stork brought me.
Good girl. Now stay in there. Stay. Look, I'm a little puzzled. How could that happen in a dentist's office?
I was under the anesthetic. What they call laughing gas.
You mean you slept through the whole thing?
Yeah. Except when I woke up, he was the one who was smiling.
Abreu, would you take down this lady's complaint? This officer will take care of you.
Have a seat.
Say, Chief. Chief, this is Mrs. Brandt, the missing child's mother.
Who'd do this? Who'd take my baby?
Come on in my office, will you, Mrs. Brandt? Samantha, out.
But you told me to stay.
I meant stay out.
What are we going to do?
We'll find your baby, Mrs. Brandt. Why don't you sit down, huh? Have you notified the father?
Yeah, he's on the way.
Where did you last see the child?
She was sitting in my shopping cart. And I went to weigh some potatoes. I turned my back for maybe a minute. And I come back and she's gone. Who'd do this? Why?
You got a picture of the baby?
Yeah, she had this one in her purse.
It was taken last February. and I'll probably never see her again.
Oh, Mrs. Brandt, don't talk like that. We've got people questioning the personnel in the supermarket. We've got cars scouring the neighborhood.
You'll find my baby.
We'll do our best. Absolutely. Here, you better get this on the telex and notify all the radio and TV stations.
Yes, sir. Mr. Simpson, I am Irwin Swackhammer, a citizen, a taxpayer, and toilet owner. I'm here to demand the return of my property.
Not till you pay your bill, Mr. Sockhammer.
That's Swackhammer.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Jackhammer. Your throne is Exhibit A.
Let that be a lesson to you, Mr. Hamsocker.
Imagine a plumber who installs your commode so instead of flushing down, it flushes up.
So? Now you got the only fountain in the neighborhood, Bobola.
Samantha, what did I tell you, huh? Now get your ears back to my office.
Am I going to get the act stolen your life
property?
What's
in
the
case
problem, huh?
Chief, this citizen has a complaint.
Well, take down his complaint.
More typing. Pocket. Can you describe the missing item?
I don't have to describe it. It is sitting right out there in the hall.
Oh, yeah. Round with a hole in it.
Just like your head.
I'm Leonard Brandt. It's my kid that's missing.
Oh, I'm Chief Kineski. Your wife is in my office.
Thank you. Oh, Len, it was awful.
Samantha?
I know. Out.
How did this happen? Weren't you watching her?
I left her for a minute. 1 minute.
1 minute? That's plenty of time for some nut to grab a kid. The kid was conceived in 1 minute.
You quit yelling. I can't watch her every second.
You got her. There's nuts all over the place. Freaks everywhere. I saw one on my way over here. A cop carrying a toilet.
Maybe that's about the baby.
Yeah?
Chief, I've got a armed robbery in progress at the Speedy Shoe Repair, but all the cars are tied up.
Who's closest?
Well, you got four black and whites at the supermarket looking for the little girl.
Now you better pull one off.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. You're taking a car off the search for my little girl because of a lousy shoe repair shop?
Mr. Brandt, I have to.
But that's crazy.
Look, I've got a whole city to take care of.
Too bad. That's not my problem.
Look, we're doing all we can to find your little girl, but I got a job to do, and I'm going to do it.
I'm warning you, Chief. If anything happens to my little girl, I'll see that you fry in hell. What's going on, Chief? I mean, no leads? I mean, hasn't anybody seen anything? I mean, what are you people doing anyway?
The best we can.
Okay, how pregnant are you?
About 3 months.
Well, how come you waited so long to report it?
Well, the rabbit just died now.
What from, old age?
Well, maybe he was sick for a long time.
Come on in my office a minute. It's a little more private in here. I thought it might be a little easier for you to open up.
You're not a dentist, are you?
No, I'm an animal lover. And I happen to know that it's been years since they used rabbits for pregnancy tests.
So it was a mouse or a goat. Who cares? Are you trying to tell me I'm not pregnant? You're just like my boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
For 2 months, he's been trying to tell me it's only gas.
Well, you know, I feel sorry for that dentist. When he gets to jail and they find out he's a rapist, they'll take his eye teeth out. Through his ear.
I don't even want to think about that.
Well, that's what's going to happen if you press that phony complaint of yours.
What do you mean, phony? I swear.
I wouldn't if I were you. You know, it's a very serious offense to file a false claim. You know what I see here? A scared little girl gets pregnant, terrified of her parents, makes up some cockamamie story so she and her boyfriend won't get blamed. Yeah, Hilda?
Chief, Car 6 just reported in from Speedy Shoe Repair. The holdup man got away, the owner's in shock, and they can't stop the burglar alarm. The good news is your shoes will be ready Tuesday.
Thank you, Hilda. Well?
Look, you don't know my father. He'll kill me if he finds out. He's tough.
Yeah? Really tough, huh? Well, take a look at this face. You think he's a tougher nut than me?
It's kind of hard to say. See, he sort of looks like a buffalo, and you sort of look like a rhinoceros.
Thank you. You see, I got a daughter about your age. And I know that if she ever got in trouble, I'd want her to tell me. Otherwise, how could I help her? No, I think you should trust your father just a little bit more. He might just surprise you.
I can't tell him. I just can't tell him. I'd like to, but I can't.
Want me to tell him for you?
Would you? He wouldn't spank a cop.
All right. Hey, watch that stuff now. You know, police officers are not supposed to accept gratuities.
Thanks again, Chief.
Even that damn machine hates me.
Yeah, don't feel bad. That machine hates everybody.
You know, if you want, I can fix that for you. I have to fix this lock, too. Stand back, everybody, and I'll show you how a master mechanic works. I fixed it. That'll be $35. Okay.
Oh, Chief, have you heard anything about my baby yet?
Nothing new, Mr. Brand. I'm sorry.
Sergeant!
I want to talk to you.
What's your problem now?
I've consulted a lawyer, and he advises me that you are holding my sanitary facility illegally. If you don't give it back, I can sue for personal injury.
What injury?
A dog bit me when I was using his tree.
All right. The coffee machine is now working. You can put it in the corner now.
Go on.
Get away. Oh, that's
just
going
to wipe
it off. Then it's all right.
Good work, Simpson. You call this a police station? It's a joke. It's a damn joke. This damn machine is worse than all of you. You bitch. I can't do anything.
Mr. Brand, but listen, don't. You're taking it down on yourself, for God's sake. I mean, you've done all you can. I mean, you just got to hang in there. We'll find you, little girl.
I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
It's all right.
Excuse me. I think you're looking for this baby. You see,
oh, my baby!
Oh, my God, Alicia, sweetheart, is she all right? All right, sweet. All right, baby. All right, sweet.
She hasn't been harmed. She's been fed. She's really all right.
Where did you find the baby?
This is Sharon, my daughter. She found the baby.
In the market? In the shopping cart?
I have to explain to you. See, Sharon isn't... She's not like most girls. Since the auto accident, she's a little strange.
But did she take the baby?
Yes.
You little monster! Do you know what you've done to me and my wife?
You want your booker, Chief?
No. Take him into my office.
You're not going to arrest her? She's a kidnapper. She ought to get life.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, Nell! You should have been here. Dad was great.
What'd he do, pin the tail on Simpson?
No, see, first he helped this girl get pregnant.
Well, that's what I call serving the public.
Chief, you're not going to arrest Sharon, are you?
Ma'am, she took the baby. She's a kidnapper. I gotta do something.
She doesn't even know what she did.
Sharon, I want to ask you a question. Why did you take that baby?
Because she was beautiful.
She's always playing with dolls and things. See, she doesn't have a lot of friends.
But Sharon, that baby doesn't belong to you. You can't go around taking other people's babies.
She knows that now. Don't you, honey?
She was so pretty. She was so pretty. Mom, I'm scared.
What's going on in here, Chief? Come on. Look, Chief, look, just get the papers. I want to press charges, take my wife and kid, and go home.
Look at Mr. Brandt. You heard that woman. The girl is strange. She's had an accident, don't you understand?
So what? Does that give her the right to take a kid? She ought to be put in jail.
Well, jail's not going to do anything for that girl, Mr. Brandt. I'm going to turn her over to the juvenile authorities. They'll get a psychiatrist so she'll get some help.
Oh, you're brilliant. Sure, sure. Take a psychiatric exam, right. 5 minutes later, she'll be back on the street again doing the same thing. You know what, mister? You stink. You stink with that little pea brain and that balloon head. You're lucky your ears don't deflate.
Put a plug in it. Gas bag. This here is a good man. Don't nobody talk to him that way. Nobody.
Now.
What?
Let me handle this.
Oh, jump back, Jack. I'm talking.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a minute. Just who the hell are you anyway?
Lonnie Anderson. Who the hell do you think you are? You come in here moaning and groaning about losing your kid to get your kid. Now you want to take somebody else's kid.
Hey, wait a second. People are treating me like I'm the criminal.
All right. Quiet. Everybody. Now, Mr. Brandt, in this country, every day, 138 kids are missing and never found again. Now, you got yours back. Go home and enjoy it.
Come on, honey, come on. Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, it's been a long day. What do you say I finish up here and we go buy you a malted, huh?
Well, if you really need one. But I'd just as soon get home. I've got a lot of rewriting to do on my essay.
Okay, Professor.
Oh, hey, Chief. We still got this commode full of coffee.
Well, what do you suggest we do with it?
Why don't you dunk your donuts in it?
Thank you.